Good afternoon and welcome to Thompson Today on 1029 CHTM. I'm Navi Ball and my guest today is Daria Lukey, the director of 211 Manitoba through United Way Winnipeg. She's here to talk about National 211 Day. Thank you for joining me today.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
So Daria, what is 211?
211 is an information and referral service that's available across North America and nationally across Canada. So it's, in essence, 211 is a phone line as well as a website. And so you would call 211 anywhere in Manitoba and get connected to an information and referral specialist. We call them community navigators. And this person would help you find local resources for community, social, government, and health resources.
Now, how long has 211 been around in Manitoba?
211's existed in Manitoba since 2017 as a website that people could go and look for all kinds of resources and support services. But we recently launched the 211 phone line in October of 2020, so just 4 months ago.
And how are the first few months for the phone line have gone for 211?
The first few months have gone really well. We were very lucky to have gotten federal funding from the Government of Canada through the Employment and Social Development Canada Fund, ESDC funding. And that's because 211 has been so heavily utilized during the pandemic. People across Canada have been dealing with issues that they've never encountered before. Loss of job, isolation, needing basic needs, food, clothing, shelter support. So that's why there was this funding provided by the federal government to expand the service across Canada. And that's why Manitoba was able to then get a phone line. So the phone line has been doing very well. There has been just over 250 calls a week coming to the phone line. So we've had over 4,000 people reach out to 211 and get connected to programs and services in Manitoba.
And how important is it to have the 211 service, both the telephone and the online service available in our province?
Having both services has been very important. The website is very useful. It's able to provide kind of that self-serve function. If you're looking for supports as a newcomer, you can go to the website, choose the newcomer resources, and then find support services near you. But having the phone line makes all the difference. Being able to connect with those community resource navigators and help them find services that you might not even know have existed. And having the phone line provides that holistic picture. Someone might call the phone line and say, I'm looking for a food bank or unemployment services in my area. But then after speaking to them, they're able to get connected with employment training, legal services, healthcare support. So being able to provide not just the one thing that person was looking for, but more of that holistic, all-encompassing support service. And then the phone line also makes 211 so much more accessible. People are able to phone 211 from a landline, a cell phone, a hotel, workplaces, and get connected as opposed to having to be connected to the internet in some form. We've seen this particularly, it's so important for many demographics in our province and, for example, isolated seniors that are dealing with issues they've never dealt with before. Without the phone line, they're likely not going to be able to be connected to 211.
All right, I see. Now, you gave a couple of examples of this, but how have Manitobans been helped by this service? Could you give us a few more examples of that or give us a bit more details on that?
Yeah, absolutely. Having the phone line and being able to see what people are calling about or have some sort of data behind it is truly showing how diverse Manitobans' needs are. The calls have come from across the province, every corner of Manitoba, and they've been calling for such a variety of ways. People have been calling about unemployment services, navigating COVID-19 relief programs, calling to be supported if they're looking for housing or exiting homelessness, income support, employment training, healthcare connections, mental health and abuse has been a really big one, programs for youth and family support, and then, of course, supports for newcomers and older adults in Manitoba. But it's such a long list because people have been calling for every reason.
All right, I see. And once the caller has been directed to the proper channels, does 211 follow up on that? Or after that, is it sort of they're in the hands of whatever resource or provider that they've been directed to?
A little bit of both. Most 211 callers are dealt with with trained professionals, so being able to understand that one case in that specific situation. So if a person was called and they felt that they were connected well with the resources, but there always is that potential for the follow-up and ensuring people get connected to the resources that they were trying to. And then there is that kind of advocacy support. We've heard of 211 call operators actually helping and advocating people to get into the programs that they are being referred to. And there's generally is the follow-up. So having the call operator call 2 weeks later, just to making sure that they did indeed get the support they were looking for.
All right, I see. Now, at the time of recording this, tomorrow is National 211 Day. So could you tell us a bit more about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So 211 Day has been celebrated for quite some time now. And the reason is people use the day. It's February 11th, so that's the second month, 11th day, 211. And this day is used to build awareness about 211 and how this service can support people that are looking for help. This year, of course, 2021 is the first time 211 is being celebrated across Canada because every Canadian has access to 211 in some way now. So there's many things going on across the country. One of the most notable things to pay attention to raise awareness, is it's called the United Glow. So landmarks in every province and territory are going to be lit up red to raise awareness about 211 and the value it provides to Canadians. So in Manitoba, we have the Canadian Museum for Human Rights is going to be lit up red tomorrow, as well as the exhibition hall in Brandon will have lights lit up red to demonstrate that 211 phone line is now operational and Manitobans can call 211 from anywhere in Manitoba 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Other things that are going on, if you pay attention to the news, there's lots of segments going on. We will also have lots of social media activity. There's a Twitter chat, which is Manitoba will be participating in telling people about 211 and what it does. And then the Winnipeg Sun will also have a front page wrap all about 211.
All right, I see. I guess, like, in terms of, like, the calls you've been getting recently, a lot of them are COVID-related. So do your operators typically direct them to the different aid programs that are available for people, such as, like, the small business ones or EI or anything of that sort? Was that, like, a big major factor at all?
Yeah, there is a large majority of people calling about COVID-19 support programs, and the 211 call takers, the community resource navigators, are very well equipped to support them and connect them to the resources, whether that be the government grants, the COVID relief programs, unemployment, different resources there.
Mm-hmm, I see. And depending on where the person is calling from, they'll direct them to the resources that are close to home. So, for example, if someone from Thompson were to call 201, they would more likely be directed to Thompson or in roughly this around the northern area with those resources. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. Every 211 phone call is confidential, but they will ask potentially where you're looking for the location. And that information is kept confidential, but so that they're better able to serve you. So if you call from Thompson, they'll connect you to resources that are in and around you. Or if you're calling for someone else that lives somewhere else in Manitoba, they'll connect you to resources in and around that area as well.
All right, I see. Now, Daria, once again, where can people go to learn more about 211 or to access its services?
So anyone can go call 211 from their cell phone or landline. They just dial 211, or they can go to our website, which is www.mb.211.ca.
All right, sounds good. Now, was there anything else you'd like to add today pertaining to 211 or National 211 Day?
We're very happy that you're helping us get the word out about 211. It's a very new service, and it's very valuable to Manitobans. So any way that people can help us spread the word to make sure every Manitoban knows that they can dial 211 to get connected to help. So we really appreciate you having me on here today.
Yes, well, we appreciate you for coming on and telling us a bit more about 211. It's very much appreciated.
Okay, Yeah, thanks so much. We're very excited about 211 Day and the new service in Manitoba and the phone line, and look forward to continuing to be able to provide this service, this important service to Manitobans.
All right, awesome. Well, thank you again, Daria. For telling us about 211. It's a very important service, especially up here in the north, where internet access may not be as consistent as, say, Winnipeg. So it's important that people know about this.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
All right.